Hey, I'm doing one on Frederick, Frederick, last name Stigale, Stigale. Stigale. This is a ...87-year-old gentleman with history of known Barrett's esophagus. Under routine surveillance, which was in 2018, showed evidence of Barrett's esophagus. Then he missed a few endoscopies because of COVID pandemic. He presented with an esophageal mass on or about July of 2022. Patient has been feeling weak, has lost tremendous amount of weight, difficult to eat, has lost at least 30 pounds. Patient's PET scan showed a 2.2 centimeter lesion in the lower esophagus, with low levels of FDG avidity, A-V-I-D-I-T-Y. Consistent with metastatic malignant esophageal cancer. Let's see. Patient subsequently was started on chemo and radiation therapy. So presented in early 2022, not July, just put early 2022. Portacath was placed subsequently during 2022. Up to now, patient has undergone multiple trials of chemo and radiation therapy period. In May of 2022, patient had a lung biopsy done because of lung mass, which proved to be a metastatic melanoma. Subsequently, patient received a few courses of chemotherapy, continued to do poorly, developed pleural effusion, shortness of breath, required multiple thoracentesis, subsequently developed bone and brain metastasis, required radiation. During this whole time, patient has continued to lose weight. He also suffers from gastroesophageal reflux, hypothyroidism, esophageal cancer, and now with metastatic, very aggressive metastatic melanoma refractory to treatment. Patient's albumin is down to 2.6, not eating. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinence, and severe pain at all times. Patient wants no further chemo radiation therapy. The family agrees because of his severe weight loss, anorexia, cachexia, and chronic pain. They want him to be kept comfortable with no more hospitalization and no more chemo radiation, period. For this reason, hospice was called. Patient is very appropriate for hospice given his progressive and steady decline despite full court press treatments. Hence, patient is expected to live very short time given his morbidities and the two different types of cancer with widespread metastasis. Patient requires pain medication around the clock. Family will be trained in how to provide him comfort. KPS score is 30%. Death is very close. Patient is hospice appropriate. Thank you.